Vice President Dick Cheney and Senator John Edwards will face each other in the first and only vice presidential debate this evening. The debate is to be held in Cleveland and will be televised nationally. John Edwards hopes to continue the momentum that his running mate John Kerry appeared to pick up from last week's presidential debate. Dick Cheney has been one of the most ardent defenders of the Bush administration. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins me to preview the debate. What's at stake in tonight's vice presidential debate?
In a word, momentum, Renee. I think Senator Edwards wants to keep up the momentum that Senator Kerry generated from what most people view as his victory in the debate over President Bush last Thursday. For Vice President Cheney, I think he wants to stop the Kerry-Edwards ticket's momentum and bring it back to earth as saying this is about terror, counter some of the arguments that were made by Senator Kerry in that first debate, and do so in a way that reminds people that President Bush and Vice President Cheney have had to deal with the 9/11 attacks and the terrorism that's come out of it. It's a very close race. That sets the table for a vice presidential debate that could have real impact, Renee.
So do you expect that Vice President Cheney will assume his normal role, and really the normal role of vice presidential candidates, of attack dog for the Bush administration? Or would it do him more good to soften that image?
No, I think in this situation, Cheney's got to get his teeth right into Senator Edwards and do it quickly. He's got to take the argument back to 9/11, Renee, and say that the president had to make tough decisions. I think he's going to go back to some of the things that Senator Kerry had to say during his debate session, where he talked about getting global consent for America to take preemptive action. Senator Kerry talked about the war in Iraq as a grand diversion. I think you're going to hear Vice President Cheney say this is terrorism and we've got to be aggressive and we've got to take preemptive action. On the other hand, I think Senator Edwards is going to attack Vice President Cheney as stubborn and wrong on saying that there were ties between al-Qaeda and Saddam. He's going to say that we're viewed as occupiers in Iraq, not as liberators, that the world is not a safer place because the U.S. and President Bush made what Senator Kerry called a colossal error. Time and again, Renee, you're going to hear these men talk not to each other, but talk in the third person, talk about, you know, what happens in terms of attacking the head, the top of the ticket for the other party.
And do you think Senator Edwards will sink his teeth into Cheney's ties to Halliburton?
Absolutely. Halliburton will be in play. I think what you're going to see is that John Edwards, a man who has experience as a trial lawyer, is going to focus on Halliburton as the prime example of sort of crony capitalism, corporate malfeasance during the war, ask where that money is being spent, if it's being spent fairly, why there was a no-bid process in many cases. Cheney will be on the defensive on that, but I think he'll come back and he'll make the case that, you know, Senator Edwards is a man who may be a trial lawyer, but don't forget how trial lawyers make money and make this a more litigious society. You know, Renee, it's really interesting. There were negotiations even about the setting for this debate. The Bush-Cheney team did not want a town hall meeting where they felt that Edwards' experience as a trial lawyer would allow him to walk around Oprah style and dominate. They wanted them both seated at desk in a setting that was more complimentary, more comfortable for Vice President Cheney and his sort of cool, subdued style.
Bottom line, Juan, when has a vice presidential debate really mattered to the final outcome, the final vote?
Well, it's a little bit like proving a negative, Renee, but you could say that if you look back at the history, there's very little evidence that any vice presidential debate has ever determined the outcome of a presidential race. It really is that people are voting at the top of the ticket. People will remember Lloyd Bentsen as the vice presidential nominee under Michael Dukakis in 88, getting off a line that really stuck in everyone's mind, something like, I knew John F. Kennedy, he was a friend of mine, and you're no John F. Kennedy. But, of course, people have to remember that George Bush the first won that election by far over Michael Dukakis. In the last election in 2000, we saw Senator Lieberman, Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, really take a softer stand with Vice President Cheney because he felt that Al Gore had been too aggressive, and it was widely perceived that way with President Bush. Now I think you have a chance to see maybe that these two, Edwards and Cheney, could change the momentum as it came out of the first debate and therefore have some impact.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
A preview of the vice presidential debate with history and analysis is at npr.org.